mission is to assist others to develop clarity, direction, and focus to move forward in their goals. Please give a warm welcome to Melanie Binger.
Good evening. Thank you for letting me be here. I wonder, have you ever woke up and said, I really like a new beginning? Or do you have a gut in your feeling that you think God might be calling you to do something different? Well, that happened to me. I had a really successful business, and in about nine months' time, I had five people die. One of them being my dad, my mother-in-law, one of my favorite cousins, and two of my aunts. As you can imagine, my life was shook. Things that matter no longer were the same. I kind of started feeling God speaking to me and knowing that He wanted me to do something new. And I felt that He wanted me to write a book on Esther in the Bible, because that's the Bible book that always speaks to me. And so I was at an event and I was talking to this lady and I said, how did you get into speaking? And asking her. And she said, and so we were talking and I was telling her about Esther, and she said, well, have you ever prayed? And I said, and fasted? And I said, well, yeah, I fasted. And she said, no. Have you ever fasted for a set period of time specifically? And I said, no. And she said, well, you know, Esther, she fasted with her people. And so what I did is I went home and I called some of my girlfriends up and some friends, and I said, would you pray and fast with me? And so we started praying and fasting every Thursday. Do you know what today is? It's Thursday. Didn't realize that till right now. But anyhow, it was amazing because every time I would meet somebody and they were having problems in their marriage or with their business, I didn't have to try to fix it anymore. What I started doing is I said, would you like to pray and fast with us? So pretty soon I had people all over different states praying and fasting. And then I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if I could have coffee? And so I started having coffee with women to pray and fast. So remember, all I wanted to do was have coffee and chat with women. So anyways, out of that things started growing. And then around Christmas time, I've worked with lots of nonprofits over the last 10 years. And I felt God saying to give these women a Christmas. And so there is a shelter in Portland that has 40 beds, and it was for 40 survivors of human trafficking. And I just asked my friends and family if they would help me give them a Christmas. And so that's what we did. And the whole goal was to let these women know that no matter their circumstance and where they had been, that they were loved and that they were valued. And things that you and I would take for granted, like shampoo and conditioner, that's a pure luxury to them to have conditioner for their hair. So we did that, and then the next year, a lot of people wanted to start helping me, and I didn't have a nonprofit, and I didn't know how to do that, and I kept telling God, no, I didn't want to do that, because that was a little too hard. So anyhow, Christian Network started growing. I guess I would say we have a luncheon, we have a women's Bible study, we do a book club, but most importantly, we just prayed, and everything started growing. So I guess what I'm supposed to share with you is that I want you to listen right now. And is God calling you to something that you think is too big? Are you maybe telling God, no, I don't want to do that because it's too hard? I want to encourage you to do that, because where God calls you, He will equip you. He will bring you people to do the things you do not know how to do. You know, I don't know why, but I'm supposed to tell you about my dad, and this doesn't flow right. So what I'll tell you is I kind of grew up in the Brady Bunch. Everybody came to my house when I was in, and everything was great. When I was in the 20s, my dad, he started drinking, and he became a really bad alcoholic. He would drink and drive. He would do things. And then I learned, and I realized that really my dad had always been an alcoholic. But when we would get places where there was alcohol, we would just leave. And so then my dad, he got into many other things and started doing drugs and became a meth addict. And for many years, He burned every bridge that there was. I come from a very large family. My dad had 8 brothers and 3 sisters. My mom had 7 sisters, and all of them had children. So when we got together, it was a party. And I'm going to tell you, my dad burned every single bridge there was. But I always let my dad come to my house, and my brother and sister couldn't understand why. But our church would serve the homeless. And God said, if you can go to church and serve the homeless, how can you not feed your dad in your own home? So I would always have my dad come over, and I would just always pray and wash his clothes. If he had something, I would pray for protection over my children. And I want to tell you, God can do anything, and he can heal people, whether it's here in heaven, here on earth, or in heaven. But I will tell you, God did some amazing healing before my dad died. And what happened is, after my dad died, all those walls I had built up started coming down. And that is why I couldn't get off the couch. That is why I was depressed. And that is why God started showing me that the things I was doing with my business weren't important, but what he had planned was. So what I do now is I try to give hope to those who burnt bridge to every single person. Because there was people that loved my dad when my family couldn't. And I think that that's what God's inviting us to do. He wants you to look into your neighborhood, whether it's just somebody who's a neighbor. Maybe it's somebody who does do drugs, or there's a homeless person. And I want to talk about the human trafficking, because really we support human trafficking, domestic violence. A lot of people who've been in that situation, their families turn their backs on them. They do not want them back. And so it's our job to love them and to pray for them. So what we do with Courageous Beginnings is we give a handout. We give a hand up, not a handout. We give them opportunities, and we partner with people. We have a JobWorks program. This is an amazing thing that I realized. You know, with God, God wipes everything away. And I partnered with a company this year that are giving these women jobs, that it doesn't matter if they have a background. They get a fresh start. And so I think that's the thing that I just want you to know, is that God loves you, and that he really loves you.
Yes.
And somebody needs to know that. God loves you, and you are loved, and you're not alone. And for the person who thinks, I don't want to do it, God, and you're telling him no, I'm going to encourage you to just tell God that you're open. God, I'm open to what you have for me. It may seem really, really big, but if you're open to it, you'll be surprised at what God does. We serve a big God, a God that nothing is impossible for him. And so I just want to thank you for letting me be here. I would love it if you could say this verse with me if you know it. It's John 3:16. Ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That's just a verse that I learned. It's a verse that gives me hope. It's a verse my dad taught me when I was a little girl. And so I want to thank you for letting me be here. If you would pray for Courageous Beginnings, that would be awesome. If you would pray for Christian Network, that would be wonderful. If you want to volunteer, or, you know, I just want to invite you to know that there's a lot of people that need your help. And thank you for letting me be here. Be bold and do what God calls you to do, because you can do it.